I'm Nathan Cones, here with your Week in Review for Sunday, September 5th, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, a Coon Rapids woman pled guilty to biting a victim's hand during a dispute. 28-year-old Marnie Marie Earlbeck was charged with assault with intent to inflict serious injury and aggravated misdemeanor following the incident in June of 2020 in Coon Rapids. In exchange for her plea, a 90-day jail sentence and over $900 in fines and surcharges were suspended when she was sentenced last week. At number 9, area residents were urged to lock their vehicle doors after burglaries were reported from vehicles here in the area. That rash of car burglaries had many local residents wary. The Jefferson Police Department received 17 reports on Sunday, with two more the following day. Authorities ask anyone with information about those thefts to contact them at 515-386-2136. At number 8, a Carroll home sustained smoke damage from a dryer fire last Sunday night. Crews were dispatched at approximately 9:15 p.m. to the house in the 600 block of East 1st Street. No fire damage was reported, but smoke did damage the home's interior and contents. No injuries were reported. At number 7, a Newton man accused of felony theft from a Carroll retailer was sentenced last Thursday. 40-year-old Jeffrey William Trent was ordered to serve 5 years in prison with credit for time already served. He was arrested in April of 2020 for stealing $1,600 worth of goods from the Carroll Walmart. At number 6, a driver and passenger were injured in a single-vehicle rollover accident last Sunday near Manning. The driver, 18-year-old Legolas Thompson, and his passenger, 17-year-old Brody Chapman, both of Manning, were transported for treatment following the crash on Birch Avenue. At number 5, an inmate serving 75 years for sexual abuse in a Sac County conviction has died. 74-year-old Robert Hendricks died on Wednesday at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville, where he had been receiving cancer treatments. He was convicted in 1992 of sexually abusing three boys under the age of 12. At number 4, a Carroll man who reached a plea deal last May may have his probation revoked. 33-year-old Nicholas Russell Pickering was arrested on a slew of drug trafficking charges in late 2020 and early 2021. He violated his probation when he was found with methamphetamine during a routine traffic stop. Pickering may face an extended prison sentence if the court opts to revoke his probation. At number 3, an Avoca man was arrested in Carroll last weekend for a Westside truck theft. 50-year-old Chad Walter Bald was found in possession of the keys to the stolen pickup truck. He's charged with second-degree theft, a Class D felony. And number 2, the little town of Litton getting some big love after it was a RAGBRAI stop this summer. Organizers collected over $15,000 in donations for their new fire station during the event, but support continued after RAGBRAI. They've received now enough money to cover their fire station and with a little bit extra to going to other projects throughout the community. And then our top story for the past week, a trespassing case against a Breda man has been dismissed. 60-year-old Robert Gale Adams was charged with trespassing for a November 16, 2020 incident in which he allegedly entered a home while delivering a package. The magistrate ruled there was reasonable doubt as to whether or not Adams intended to commit a public offense, and the charges were dismissed. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.